As shops all over Prague began their annual displays of oversized cuddly toys and heart-adorned greetings cards, it is plain for all to see that Valentine's Day, named Valentín in Czech, is once again upon us. As we have seen, the real historical origins of the festival remain extremely mysterious, containing remnants of both ancient Roman and Christian traditions. Yet the modern commerciality of St. Valentine's Day is often seen to mask its significance. Although a well-founded tradition in Britain and other European countries, which, as a widely celebrated event, dates back to the 17th century, it is very much a new phenomenon in the Czech Republic, having gained popularity only within around the past 10 years. I asked Martin Horálek, a spokesman for the Czech Conference of Bishops, whether the festival retains its religious meaning nowadays.
I think it's a pretty significant day because it's the feast of love, and love is one of the most important thing in the Christian's faith at all. So certainly the significance is pretty big. There starts as a tradition that in this day we celebrate the Mass for all people of goodwill and for all people who love somebody else in this basilica in Vyšehrad.
So you think that on a practical scale the Czech people do see a religious significance in Valentine's Day and not just a commercial one?
Oh, it's not easy to say. Certainly the commercial one is more common in our very atheistic society.
Whether St. Valentine's Day is seen as a religious or a non-religious event by Czechs, there seems to be differing opinion regarding whether it's merely used in modern times as an excuse to sell merchandise. A spokesperson for the Neo Luxor bookshop on Prague's Wenceslas Square explains how they've been going to special lengths because of the festival.
Svátek svatého Valentína se v České republice stává stále populárnějším.
The St. Valentine's Day festival is becoming ever more popular in the Czech Republic, and therefore the Luxor Book Palace has also endeavored to do its part for the celebration. For example, each customer in the fiction department may pick up a free gift, such as a novel for a woman. I believe that our enterprise has been successful, and that we will continue in the same vein in future years, since the younger generation especially enjoy the festival, and its popularity is increasing.
I also spoke to a few people in the centre of Prague, who felt strongly that St. Valentine's Day is now centred on the commercial world.
I think it's only commercial, it's very important for business, shops with flowers.
It's more about business for me. I think it doesn't have any tradition here, and that's why it's a little bit foreign for us.
Everybody's buying something just because it's being advertised everywhere.
I think it isn't our national holiday, and it's mainly for good business.
I just think it started as a commercial project. It wasn't non-commercial from the beginning.
Yet, despite debate regarding modern society's business-like approach to St. Valentine's Day, it remains for many around the world a day specifically devoted to one's loved ones, something which no amount of commerciality can erase.
That report by Chris Jarrett. Just a reminder that you're listening to Radio Prague, where in a moment we'll have